want to give everybody a quick introduction. We are on the Bobcast right now. This is my co-host, Candace.
Hello.
Hello.
And today we have very special guest, Lily Cat.
Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Do I call you Lily Cat or Lizzie? Yeah.
You can call me Lily Cat.
Lily Cat. I'll be rolling That's with the cat. That's what I'm saying.
Rolling with the Meow. Cat.
And we got Lane Robertson over here, who's also in Lily Cat, up in Lily Cat. Music.
There we go. Add music to the end there.
Musically. Oh, yeah. That's as deep as you can get into somebody.
If you're a man, yeah. This is going to be fun.
Hell yeah. Lane's been getting in some good lines lately.
Here and there.
Dude, he came out with a couple of just sneak.
Yeah, it's Lane. Actually really funny because when I was first writing, when it was first anything, I would just kind of have like everything and be like, all right, Lane, let's go. But then we've been actually the more that we've been doing stuff, we've been actually just kind of going back and forth more instead of me having everything and just being blah. It's actually been more hey.
We hone it in together.
Yeah. We're making more of a music connection together now when it comes to doing music and stuff like that.
No, I've loved working with you. We've done a few songwrites together, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We did one with CJ Erickson, who's done U2 and Hoobastank Tank and Incubus. That was sick.
Oh, hell yeah.
We've done two with
CJ's
him.
No, I've done a ton with CJ.
Yeah, but the three of
oh,
us.
Oh, the three have. Of us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I know with Downtown, it was y'all were together, and then Lane was just like, hey.
That was a crazy one. I sent you the instrumental, and you just kept
You were singing it over the phone.
Yeah.
We did a remote songwrite. I remember that now.
It wasn't even Zoom.
She was singing it over her phone, and then we were writing stuff or something. We did a songwrite.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because y'all had the chorus pretty much found out, and then Lane was like, go ahead, write the verses and stuff.
Yeah, and so, we had a good chorus. Yeah. That's right.
So I was just like, okay, and I was like, oh man, I got an hour to go to work. And so I'm just like
hammering it out.
You nailed that.
And then I was like, oh wait, and then Lane was like, can you send vocals too? And I was like, oh man. So I just when I was sending over the vocals for that, I was like, okay, well, I'm just gonna send a bunch of different takes, and then they can just do what they want with it. And I remember I hadn't heard it yet, and Lane's like, dude, CJ just and it just sounds so good from the phone recording. And I'm like,
it was nuts.
And I was just like, oh, okay. And then I actually heard it. I'm jamming to it. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. Like, I remember jamming to it. I'm like, yo, this goes so hard. Can we keep the phone vocals?
Oh, right. They are. And your verses were just amazing, man. You just with it, dude.
I was like, man, I really got to go to work. Because I think when Lane went over to LA, because then we also wrote American Prophet, because I wrote American Prophet because you had sent me the instrumental for American Prophet. And it was another thing because I guess the time difference in LA, you know, it's 2 hours behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think both times when Lane was supposed to be going, both times when I was going, he was like, hey, and I'm like, man, I got to go to work. And so I would just have to cram it out. I'm like, look, I got to go to work and I got to go do this. All right. And then I remember he was like, and then for that one, don't take multi-takes. Just do it all one take and just leave it. And I was like, okay. So I just recorded it, did it one take. And I think, with American Prophet, we're actually going to be keeping the phone vocal.
Yeah, as the final.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're keeping the phone vocal from your iPhone.
I still have it right here on this is a different phone, but I still have the voice recording on my phone. There's nothing different. It's just my one
amazing.
Take. My one take phone vocal is
that's
for American.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Dude, you are amazing.
Thank
I love you.
Thank
know
you.
That. Hell yeah.
Love you too, bro, with your freaking master chef skills. Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah, we've done some cooking. Me and Lane have known each other since he was what, a teenager?
Yeah.
Like 14, 15, something like that. I remember I took Lane. Was that your first fishing trip?
No.
Okay, no.
It was my first time to the Ho Rainforest, though.
Yeah, that was cool. Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took Lane out camping when he was just a teenager, really. Wow. He's not like with his lad. Dad, yeah. And his dad and me were good friends, and, you know, his dad's not a camping type. I'm like, you got a son, we got to go camping, fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went out there. It was killer, right?
Yeah, dude.
So I've known you for a long time, man. 20 years?
Yeah. You introduced me to Huey Lewis in the News, and it's my fucking shit now.
Hell yeah. Oh,
that was awesome.
I remember we were jamming Huey Lewis in the News, just we were rocking it.
The entire trip there.
Like, that was our jam, man. Yeah. We were just like, it was like, I was feeling Huey at that time.
I was not expecting Huey to be who he introduced you to.
I'm a man.
I'm like 13 years old jamming to Huey Lewis.
I forgot what we were driving, but it had to have been some beater of mine, some crazy van or something.
Yeah.
Had to be.
I remember Lane had like told me a story of like, I think it was his high school graduation and in like the limo.
Dude.
Oh, I picked Lane up for his high school graduation my limo with no horns.
Dude, that was sick.
His whole school was like out in Kentucky or Tennessee, and you were like, and everyone was like, what the hell is that thing? It looked like the Devil's Rejects limo just pulled up.
And it was so good. The whole family rolls out in the limo with the bullhorns.
Yeah, I could only imagine that because he told me that story, and I'm like, yeah, that's like classic Bob Wayne style right there,
dude.
Like,
your graduation cap is still in there.
Really?
It's still in the limo.
I was wondering where that went.
I have your graduation cap in the limo still. It's like 15 years old now, but I just never moved it. It's up in the back. I just saw it recently. I was gonna try and get the limo running again.
That's so cool. When it's running again, can I get a ride?
Oh, hell yeah. We take turns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had the limo here before, we would always take turns. Who's driving? Who gets to look cool in the back?
All right, yeah.
I think they're a boss. Yeah. Sometimes I would drive it, and then I would climb in the back and walk out the back door. Yeah.
You're like, I wasn't the one driving. That was my chauffeur.
Yeah, well, they're tinted. I got the windows tinted real black, so I could park and then jump in the back. No one would see, and I'd just get out like I have a driver. I'd even wave at the guy. 10 minutes.
I don't know if I'm a good limo driver, but I mean, I can try. It's just they're really long, aren't they? You gotta
it's long, sketchy. But.
We were turning on to Briley Parkway from 24. You know how there's that real tight circle going around?
Yeah.
You know how there's that real tight circle going around from onto Briley from 24?
Oh, yeah. That's a really tight one.
Dude,
there.
He's going like 20 miles an hour, and it still feels like it's going to tip and like swerve out. It was sketchy. Super sketchy.
That's my kind of limo ride.
Man, we've had a lot of good times, guys, you know?
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you guys on the podcast. Like I was saying, I was like, we wanted to, with the podcast, it's not genre specific. We want all kinds of music and talent and artists. And so we're going to start with our closest friends, you know? So you guys are starting to like do shows now, and you have a band now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's exciting because like, I think what's been really crazy is that like, I'm actually playing shows and like going out and like doing all that stuff. And like, I remember I didn't even like think that was like a possibility to like do that. I remember like seeing it. I'm like, oh yeah. Like, you know, yeah, you know, but I didn't like actually like realize like, oh, like I can actually do it. It was really weird.
And now you're doing it.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
it's so awesome. Like, and it's been like so much fun. And the thing is like, I think every time like I go on stage, I like realize how much I love it. Like I like love it. And it's like, I'm like, oh man, I can be crazy and people like enjoy it, because like for me, I'm a very like high energy person, and I'm like goofy and I'm jumping around. Like, I mean, I Lane's got his son, and I'm over here like me and him, we'll just go back and forth and go crazy all the time. And it's like every time I go to his house, it's like Oliver just gets like crazy, and he's like, and Lane's like, he's always so crazy around you. And I'm like, yeah, probably, because like just bouncing around. But I think that's what's so cool about performing, is like I can be crazy and I can have so much fun, and no one's gonna say anything because I'm on stage being crazy, and so now it's a performance. Right. So
hell yeah, can we get a song out of you guys?
Sure.
Maybe it's just something in the air. Maybe I'm an asshole, I don't even care. Maybe it's just something in the way that I walk. But I heard there's a lot of people that'll talk. I'm sick of it every single second of the day. People talking shit and then they're smiling in my face. Truth is, I could blurt out agonies, but you will play the victim of your poor little saint. Oh, I'm going fucking crazy. Start acting like a baby. I listen to Nirvana to tune out all your drama. Start dancing with my shades on, cause I'm going all night long before I go psycho. Ooh, does my little sweetie need a bottle? Since you always having problems, huh? Since you like me in your mouth, chew me up, spit me out, huh? I was never made for the weak. I'm a crazy little bee, huh? Rumors made of me aren't saying anything what they do to me. Oh, I'm going fucking crazy. Start acting like a baby. I listen to Nirvana to tune out all your drama. Start dancing with my shades on, cause I go in all night long before I go psycho.
It, man, to set all this shit up just to capture that moment was, that made it all worth it, man.
Yeah, this
that was sick.
Yeah, I this is fun. Thank you. This is fun,
dude. That was
great.
Fucking awesome. Make sure we're still recording here.
Yeah, not bad for a first song.
That was good. And we're still recording. Yes. All you know. Yep. We're recording. We got all that. We captured that, guys.
We did.
Good job. And right. And I love the beat version of it too.
Yeah.
It's good. Like the live band version is fucking killer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's fun because like this is like acoustic, but that song is just like really like big and loud and raging.
Almost heavy.
Yeah, it's really heavy. So this is like such a light, laid back version of it versus like the actual like production and everything on it is like so heavy and like rah.
Yeah, I love it. Rah. Especially get the Nirvana part. You guys are like rocking like Nirvana. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's killer, man. I fucking love it, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's like the first song that we ever like really produced together, because you were talking about the other one and you were like, I heard the one that was like had like the beat. And so with that one, it was like the first like song I ever wanted to do with Lane, and I was like on YouTube and I bought like this unlimited beat on YouTube and I sent it to Lane. And so that was the happy one that you heard. You're like, oh, yeah. Like this one. And then like, I remember talking to Lane. I was like, Lane, come on. Come on. Like, let's record. Let's record. And like, Lane was like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, bro, just come on. Come on. And like, so finally, like, he was like, all right, you know what? And we did it. And he started recording with me. And we, I think with like, with that one, I remember I just came in and I was like pissed off. I was angry about like some stuff. And I was like, Lane, I know that you said you don't wanna, but bro, like we really gotta, cause I'm freak. I need like an outlet. And Lane's like, okay. And so we were doing it and it was just really fun because we're just like, it was really fun because that I came in, I was like, I feel like a, like kind of like a walking, like, yeah. like, I think we started with the bass line on that one too. We started with like, I was like, I'm feeling like a boom, 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 boom. Da, 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 like something like that.
So you guys started building your own beats. Mm-hmm. So when you buy, like, I love that. During COVID, I discovered all the people that just put beats out.
Yeah.
And then you can just make your own song to it. And then what? Yeah. You just buy it.
That's
you,
so.
But then can you use it for real?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I bought like the unlimited on it. Like I. Because I was like,
so
man,
you buy the unlimited and then you own that recording.
It's like a lease. It's like an unlimited like lease thing. So like the person has like the producer that made it has like their own share of it. Okay. So it's like,
oh,
so like
they're gonna share some. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like it got leased out. Yeah. So like that, all that's kind of complicated. I mean, I didn't expect to. To be honest, you know, I bought that beat back in like.
I think it's killer. I love doing that. I scour the internet when I'm bored. I don't, you know, I scour the internet for beats, man, and just see if anything hits me. You know, sometimes I'll be rapping at like 4 a.m. and shit.
Yes,
it's true, right?
It's true.
Dude, you know the song "Old Town Road," Lil Nas X.
Yeah, that was a beat.
He bought that for like $30.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I heard
which
that. Yeah.
Backfired because you know he got sued by Trent Reznor. But
oh, did he?
Yeah, they sampled Nine Inch Nails.
Oh,
on there.
No.
Oh wow.
But he's a huge star now.
So. Oh yeah,
I don't it works for you.
Yeah,
I'll work out.
Yeah, because with that beat, it was 2020. And I remember me and Lane, we originally like had a thing to do like cover videos. So like that was the whole thing. We were just going to do cover videos and I was going to be like, oh yeah, here's this. Let's do cover videos and stuff like that. And then I was like, man, I really don't like doing cover videos.
Right.
I was like, after doing them, I was like, I don't like doing these. I mean, it's fun to learn people's songs, but like I like making my own music. So then I remember I found like this beat and I was like, whoa, this is awesome. And I remember I woke up too, like I had woken up, it was like at 3 a.m in the morning, and I woke up and I was like, I can't go to sleep, so I just went on YouTube and started looking at music, and I found it and I was like, oh my god, this is whoa. And then I just started writing. I just
nice.
Yeah. And I mean, it was like a manic 3 a.m write. And then I remember I even just bought it too. I was like, oh no, I'm buying this. Hell I'm yeah. Writing it. And then I sent it to Lane like super early in the morning. I was like, Lane, can we need to record this tomorrow.
Cool. So you said something a minute ago. You were like, you guys were going to do covers. So you were going to like, you know, do covers and put it mm-hmm. out on YouTube. Cause some people get like millions of yeah. music follows. And then you said, you know, you weren't really feeling it and stuff. I think that's important that you notice that, because whatever you choose, whatever mm-hmm. we choose to do, our endeavors that we're going to put our energy into, it's going to be a grind. No yeah. matter what it is, absolutely. It's going to be, if you're going to yeah. do those YouTube videos, you could kill that, but it might take a year, 2 years, and you mm-hmm. got to keep it constant. You got to mm-hmm. do it. So that's where it's like finding out what you really love and what you want to do. That way, when you do the grind that we all yeah. have to do, no matter yeah. what, you're at least doing the grind on something that you love. And that's the way I do it too. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's a lot of stuff I could be doing, man. I would love to do. It sounds cool, man. I'll just yeah. do like cover videos and make, you know, mm-hmm. cover songs, make them my own way or whatever. Yeah. And but that's a lot of energy, and you need to grind doing it. So and at the end of the day, it's like, I'd rather be writing my own music.
Exactly.
Or having a podcast and showcasing my friends' music and people who I love and who Candace loves too. So, and Candace was there too when we heard the demo.
Yeah. Oh, right. I was there. Cool. Yeah.
She loved it. She loved it instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? I did. Yeah.
I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Bob was on the fence
This little cat? Who is this lady? And why is she?
No, you have a really unique voice too, which is really cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
And then when I heard Lane was involved, I was out.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, Lane produced this? I'm out.
Absolutely not.
Forget that shit.
Like, not Lane. Not so, Lane.
Same thing with me. I was like, this is mine. I don't know, man.
You guys are awesome, man.
Thank you.
Talking about beats and buying beats and stuff, I'm going to try this. You guys sent me, what is it? It's Happy?
Yeah.
So you guys sent me Happy. This is my first time trying to, like, do this, but I think I just dragged this over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I dragged that there, and then should be working now. Hell yeah, Lily Cat.
Got a pocket full of butterflies, now I'm feeling hungry. No one told me how we should feel, and I got the world under me, I'm underneath.
Hey.
Now I walk in with some fresh cakes and some new dungarees. Spare some serotonin, now I whip a magic potion just to catch some Z's, but it's not sleep. But if I get a girl, we can rule the world. No kings and queens, just roomies that'll twirl. And if I hit the stage, I can get a page in the hottest magazines the world has ever seen. What the fuck can I do to be happy? The world's all gone to shit. There's no need to be classy. With some food, whip up some imagination. It's a virtual vacation. Take a seat, now pick your brain. We beg for money, not for change. Stimulate our wallets and all, so we can get a better wage. But if I get a girl, we can rule the world. No kings and queens, just roommates that'll twirl. And if I hit the stage, I can get a page in the hottest magazines the world has ever seen. What the fuck can I do? Be happy. The world's all gone to shit. There's no need to be classy. What the fuck can I do just to be happy? The world's all gone to shit. There's no need to be classy.
What's up, everybody? It's Bob and
the Wolf Slayer.
Thanks for watching. Hope you guys loved the Lily Cat episode. Make sure to follow her everywhere. She's killing it. I have shows coming up in December. We have Nashville, Tennessee on December 21st with the Nick Roulette's Rockabilly Roundup. We got December 1st in Fresno, California, Vinny Vitti Vici. We got December 3rd in Los Angeles, California. Actually, it's Yorba Linda. It's in Orange County. Rem's Lounge. Salem, Oregon at the Blair Rally Vintage Arcade, December 12th. We got the Crypt Bar in Olympia, Wednesday, December 13th.
Spokane, Washington, Brothers Bar, December 15th. Seattle, Slim's Last Chance, December 16th. Richland, Washington, December 17th at Ray's Golden Lion. Atlanta, Georgia, January 3rd at the Dixie Tavern. Guys, come out. I'll see you there. Support local music, live music, musicians. Wolf Slayer?
Yep. Check out Bob's Christmas merch coming.
Oh, yeah. I got Christmas merch coming. Check it out.